Hey guys, and welcome back to We're Just Talking. How's it going today? What's up? Good vibes? Drinking some water?
Yeah.
Carly Elizabeth over here?
Yeah.
How you feeling today?
I feel good.
You feel good?
I feel a little anxious and put off because my cheap headphones that I usually use to listen to us talk finally failed me. So now I don't have any way of listening to us while we record this. So I just have to look at the screen and see that it's recording, which is stressful, how we did it in the beginning. So I don't know why I'm like,
that's how we did it in the beginning. Then we both had headphones and I just lost headphones.
Bugging about it. Yeah.
And you've just continued to use them.
I think I took your headphones on an airplane and left them there. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I thought you were the joke. You know the joke?
What joke? Stupid.
I thought that's what you were referring to.
No.
Can I say the joke?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell the joke.
So it's a joke. It's in regards to a passenger on an airplane.
You're going to botch this shit.
No, I'm not.
Because it was a meme.
Yeah, it was a meme. It was a passenger on an airplane, and the flight attendant comes along, and he's like, you know how they ask you, hey, would you like headphones? So the flight attendant asks the passenger, she's like, would you like headphones? And he looks at her and goes, how'd you know my name was Phones? That's what I thought you were referring to. Yeah, well, it's hilarious. So
my dad really loves that one. Drinking whiskey again, I see. What is that?
So per our last recording,
Jefferson?
Per our last recording in regards to the spirits club that I'm a part of now, Flaviar, this is the bottle. So the other night I was drinking the Japanese whiskey that they sent me in the sampler, and then the bottle that I ordered was Jefferson's very small batch blend of straight bourbon whiskeys, right? Apparently, you know how I like Johnny Walker Black for scotch?
Yeah.
Apparently, Johnny Walker Black is a scotch, and then Jefferson's bourbon is to bourbon. So, haven't tried it yet. I have it ready to go.
Okay.
And I'll be trialing it momentarily.
Trialing it.
Trying it momentarily.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk. How dare you? All right.
Okay. Today's episode, so what I like to do and what Julian and I like to do before we record these episodes is we like to talk about like what we're going to talk about with you guys beforehand.
I just real quick go into one more joke?
What is your joke?
It's another dad joke.
Which one?
You know what?
You really can't help yourself, huh?
No, I can't help myself.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the one where it's, you know what? I can't remember the whole joke, but it comes down to like BJ tits and golf.
I don't understand. Like,
yeah.
So you interrupted my train of thought so that you could say, I don't know the joke, but the punchline is BJ tits and golf.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm done now.
Okay. I hope that somebody that listens to this knows that joke and like tells us what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot. Who knows? Your dad knows the joke.
Now I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So we were talking about kind of what we were going to be talking with you guys about earlier today. And we try and go over like, you know, because there is some planning to this, although it might sound like there's not. There is some planning. We were talking about it. And I feel like every time we go over our topic area, once we get here, there's always more. Like we always end up talking about more, you know, like we always
absolutely.
We always end up, you know, expanding even further.
Almost winging most of it. Like, we have a general concept of what we want to talk about, and then we wing it.
And then, it's not even winging it. It's just, like, we delve deeper into it once we're here, which I think is a good benefit for our listeners. So, just know that we do put that effort in. Obviously, our producers are great. They help us along, and they, they edit our episodes, and we wouldn't be able to be putting these out without them. So, shout out to Dimly Wit, Alan, and Rachel.
Shout out,
and
guys.
And now Becca, they hired a new assistant, so we have another helper on our producing team.
Shout out, guys, and thank you for saving our asses in regards to editing.
Yeah,
our
I don't know.
Episodes.
Yeah, this
so
is what I
do.
I hit
it,
start. I press start, and then I talk into the microphone. That's all I do. So yeah, that's the deal. So today, Julie and I were talking about this earlier, and I feel like both of us have a uniquely broad experience with this particular topic area, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Like, we have a lot of anecdotes and stories. You in particular, because you are just,
I'm a magnet for that.
You're a magnet for that shit. Yeah. So what we're talking about is outrageous public behavior.
Okay.
So don't act surprised because we talked about this already.
We did.
Yeah. So outrageous public behavior, I feel like it runs the gamut. And of course, it comes down to the person and like people's preferences, and what you might think is outrageous is probably different from what I think is outrageous. But we have a lot of little stories, and most of them involve Julian because he is like a shitbird magnet. Like he just attracts the weirdest like walks of life.
I do.
We were talking earlier today about how we'll be standing in a line anywhere anywhere. It could be waiting for coffee. It could be waiting for tickets to a movie. It could be, you know, at a sporting event. It could be anywhere, like anywhere where you're around other people. Less so now, obviously, because we're not around that many people. But I would say 4 times out of 10, which is a lot, considering like I personally would never just talk to a stranger. Like, would you ever just like go up to somebody and be like, huh, hey, and just start?
Normally no, unless like the contact.
I mean, unless
there.
Something happens and you're just like, oh, that was funny, or you know,
yeah,
it's something.
And then that's
organic.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Yeah. I would say 4 times out of 10 that we're standing in queue for something, I turn around and see somebody is talking to you.
Yeah.
And they've trapped you in a conversation that you can't get out of.
Nope.
Right?
There's no getting out of it.
Like, I feel like you're just like a genuinely, you give off like good vibes. You're always happy. And
I disagree more now with that. I feel like I'm not always happy and I'm more like in public, like, don't fucking talk to me.
Yeah.
But I think people still just are attracted to getting in on me, you know?
Right.
What do you think?
I mean, no, I don't think.
All right, so let's bring up examples.
Yeah. Okay. Well, to hit it home, I don't think that. I think that there are two different kinds of people. There's me, and then there's you. Like, I give off the vibe that I don't want anybody talking to me.
Well, you, and if someone does, you're like, what the fuck?
I turn around and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not true. Like, I just like without even opening my mouth, I feel like I just don't give off that vibe. And a lot of people don't, but like, you're one of those people that like, you look friendly, I guess. And people just want to shoot the shit with you.
I mean, I'm all good with meeting new people and shooting the shit. Absolutely. Yeah.
There's a time and place though.
There's a time and place, and don't be a psychopath about it.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah. But we kind of compiled like a little list, and I'm sure we'll think of other ones as we go along. Mm-hmm, but so just some of the more benign stuff, like, okay, the person that's waiting in line to order something or to interact with another human being at all, and that person is taking up a spot in line but also talking on their phone.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Annoying.
Hate it.
Absolutely.
You should be thrown out of line, and don't get in the line until you're off the phone.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree. Yeah. Back like, to the line. Yeah. And don't get in the back of the line until you're off your phone conversation.
Right. Yeah. Right. So like, you know how like for example, at Starbucks by us, the line is kind of like windy. Like it wraps. And once you're in line, it's like kind of hard, not hard to get out, but like, it's like you're in line.
You can't get out. Yeah.
Yeah. So before you get in line, don't be on the phone. And if your phone rings while you're online, don't answer it or step out of line and take the call if it's that important.
You're talking about like when you're physically in line.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
When you're physically in line for something. And then, you know, so we'll just use our Starbucks example. You step up to the service person, the person in the customer service industry serving you your beverage, and you proceed to give them half of your time and act as if they're the annoyance. Like, I've seen this so many times.
Yes.
Like, the person walks up and they're just like, you know, you're going to interrupt my conversation by taking my order. Like, it's like mind boggling to me. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah.
And I've seen it everywhere. Like, I see it all the time. And, you know, or they'll just like say something and, you know, say something under their breath and then, or mouth it. Like, the people that are like on the phone and they don't want the person on the phone to hear them. So they like mouth it to the person, to the barista.
Yeah. Like, I want it.
Yeah.
Venti latte.
Yeah. Like, just get me it now. Okay. Yeah. And it's like, and the barista is like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Like, no. So I had like an interaction kind of like that the other day. I ordered sandwiches for Julian and I for lunch. And I go to the deli and I go to pick it up. And I walk in and I have my mask on, everything, whatever. I'm standing in like their little sequestered area, you know, socially distant spot. And the person behind the counter goes, hi, ma'am. Are you getting something? He's talking, obviously talking to me, because it was me and one other person. It was this guy standing next to me. And the person behind the counter was like, oh, did you order something to pick up? And I kind of look at the guy standing next to me, but he's not paying attention. So I answer the person that's speaking to me. I'm like, yeah, she's like, okay, I have that right here. So as the guy at the deli gives me the sandwiches, the person next to me is on the phone, okay, is on his phone, and gets bent out of shape because he was there first. He doesn't understand why my order was rung up before his. Now, okay, first of all, not my fault. I was just talking to who was speaking to me. Second of all, the guy behind the counter, like, I support that too, because it's like, am I going to talk to this jerk off that's on his phone? No.
No.
Like, I'm going to talk to the customer that's ready to pay and ready to do whatever they need to do.
So let me ask. So the guy was in front of you, right?
He was like off to the side. He was standing off to the side.
So was he in line?
there wasn't really a line because of COVID. They have like the plastic don't have a spot for people to linger because they don't want people to stand
there.
Did
the barista ask him a question? He did not answer the question.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Okay. It could have happened before.
But he was on the phone being...
He was visibly occupied with his phone conversation.
Got it. So he had other priorities.
Yeah.
Okay. Got
it. So like, again, you walk into a place and your phone conversation runs over and you're talking to whomever, fine. Mm-hmm. But like, don't expect to be served until you're off your fucking phone, right?
Yeah.
Right? I feel like that's reasonable.
How about just you know what, for like, just don't be on your phone at that time.
Right.
You know?
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the simple answer, but people can't really wrap their heads around that.
No, I know that. I know that.
Yeah, and the one that goes hand in hand with that is loud talkers on the phone. You brought that one up.
the guy
who's screaming.
I hate that. And you know what? It's normally people from New York, New Jersey, you know, who...
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because, you know, they'll be like on a flight, right? Like they'll be sitting there and they'll get a phone call. It'll be like, oh, hey, Steve. Yeah. You know, I'm on a flight. You know, about to get going. Yeah, well, I talked to Jeff last week about that, and you know we're gonna roll out. It's just like shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, number one, no one wants to hear your conversation, dick face.
Yeah.
So you know what? If you're gonna do that shit, keep it quiet. Keep it to yourself. Put your goddamn headphones on, right?
And
shut the fuck up, right?
Yeah.
like no one gives a shit. Now you're disrupting everybody else because you want to speak loudly on a fucking phone. Like unacceptable.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
You got fired up about that one. Wow.
Yeah. You know what? As a matter of fact, you know what? Your ticket now. You've been compromised.
You need to
leave. Deboard the plane now.
You know what? The air marshals are getting you off the airplane.
Yeah.
The aircraft, you're being deboarded.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, and you're going to get escorted out of the airport.
Yeah.
Is that what you think should happen?
Fucking prick. Yeah.
Is that what you think should happen?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not like public execution?
No, it's a little too extreme.
That's too extreme.
But like maybe like, you know.
So the behavior that we were talking about earlier with the cat, that's public execution.
The cat. Oh my God, the cat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say you're going to jail though.
Okay. You're nicer than I am.
I know.
Yeah, I would. You know.
Do you want to tell our viewers about what we're talking about now?
Yeah, I mean, well,
our listeners.
This is like not. I mean, I don't think this falls under the umbrella of unacceptable public behavior because I would hope that this is a red herring one off type of thing as opposed to routine behavior by people. But we got our youngest cat from Monmouth County SPCA. So,
Memes.
Yeah, Maxine. We got from that rescue, and so I follow them on pretty much all social media, and they post like a lot. Their social media is really good. They post all of their available animals and they do promotional events, all kinds of stuff, like totally nonprofit. They have a clinic and everything. They're a really great organization. So they posted today a story about, and it's generally pretty uplifting stories, but this one was like kind of, I mean, it had a happy ending, but this cat, and he looked just like our cat Clay, our gray one. The cat looks just like Clay. And I tagged Julian and I was like, this looks like Clay. It's making me sad. But these people, now we talked about how we had a snowstorm last week and, you know, we got like, you know, a foot of snow, whatever. And these people put this cat outside in a cage. Okay. So like not even a cat carrier, not that that would make it any better, but it was like a metal cage and just left the cat outside during the snowstorm without food or water.
Yeah. Maybe public execution.
Maybe just like a bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah for yeah, you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
unacceptable.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with you?
You're gonna
put your cat outside in the snowstorm in a cage?
Yeah. So it can't even save itself.
So it can't even save itself.
Yeah. Yeah. So
like these animals, like they're alive.
Right.
They have souls. They think they have, you know what I mean? Like they're alive.
Yeah.
Like, people think like, no, like they're smart.
Just dumb.
Like,
no. Yeah.
They know.
They
like,
know. Yeah.
They feel too, you know? So like.
So sad.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And he just had like a little bit of, I think it looked like a little bit of frostbite on his nose. He survived, the cat survived and now he's in the care of MSPCA, which makes me feel better because they do a really great job.
Yeah. You
with
know,
housing their cats
and
everything.
If we didn't have three cats,
yeah,
I would say,
Let's go get
this cat right now and bring him home
to a
nice warm home
yeah.
where it's safe and you'll never be outside ever. So
yeah, and in this house, we don't just disrupt. We make sure we don't disrupt our cats. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't inconvenience them slightly, right?
Even slightly. Yeah.
I mean, the only thing we do, we make sure is that, like, one, like if you're pissing and moaning and you want to eat before it's eating time, no, you have to wait. But
that's just part of parenting, you know?
Exactly.
It's just part of being a parent. Anyway, yeah, that's the doom and gloom story. I don't like that one. Yeah. So airplanes is a site of many creatures that don't know how to act, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, your private conversation, keep it private.
Sure.
No one cares. No one wants to hear it. Shut up.
Yeah. And your whatever device device you're on, your iPad, your phone, your piece of shit little kids, whatever, leapfrog, I don't care. Like, turn the fucking volume off.
Yeah, the volume.
You're on a commercial flight with a million people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you forgot headphones for your your kids'
then they
iPad.
Can't listen to it.
Sorry.
Get the little AirBuds that the flight attendant gives out and listen to the fucking movie that's playing then. Yep. That's your fault. You forgot the fucking headphones.
Yeah,
I have no patience for that. And I've actually asked, like, I've had to ask people, like, please.
Like, can you turn the volume down?
Yeah.
Because, like, there's other people around. And
yeah.
Like, well, you know, it's a kid and they're like, I don't care. That's my problem.
No,
like, can you just turn the shit down, please? Thank you.
There's other people on this flight.
There's other people on the flight.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Let's see. What else do we have? Listening to devices full volume. That was number one or two or three, talking on the phone. You have a few little fun little anecdotes.
I do. Real quick, though, can I say that this Jefferson's bourbon is amazing, by the way.
Is it good?
Yeah,
I saw
really
the faces
good.
You were making while you were sitting.
I'm like, holy shit, this is really good bourbon.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good. Very happy
you just
with
had
that.
A steak dinner. You're just having a good night.
Good night, man.
Yeah.
You know, this is my Saturday night. So
yeah.
Yeah, I'm having a good time right now with my beautiful wife.
Oh, God.
Having a few drinks here and there. Just trying to enjoy it. You know what I mean? All right, go ahead.
Okay, so in that same vein, actually, before we get to your personal stories, because your stories are really good, like your stories with these people.
I have one I can think of, but okay, go ahead.
In the same vein as, you know, your child with their toys blasting at full volume, mm-hmm. people that don't watch their kids. People that don't watch their kids.
That was more of you getting angry at that.
You don't get mad at that?
I do.
Yes, you do.
No, I do.
Yeah.
But this is more. Yeah, I do. So when people are in a store or a restaurant and their kids are just bouncing
screaming.
Off walls,
yeah.
screaming, and they don't do anything about it.
Right.
Like, hello.
Hello.
And you can't just say, oh, well, they're kids. No.
No.
No, it's not an excuse.
Yeah.
Discipline your kids. Train your kids. You know what I mean? Like,
or
what the fuck?
I felt this when we were in, where were we? We were actually in Disney, but it was late at night. It was like 10 o'clock at night. Remember, we were at that steakhouse. We had a late reservation.
Which, the one in Canada?
No, the one in the Animal Lodge, Animal Kingdom Lodge.
The last time we went?
It was like 2 times ago. I don't know. But
we've been to Disney like five times.
Yeah, so. We've been to Disney a million times. It was a late dinner reservation.
Yes, I remember.
And there was literally a one and a half, an 18-month-old.
Was this the one in like, it was like Africa? Like,
yes,
African steakhouse?
It was an African steakhouse in Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yes.
And there was an 18-month-old, maybe 2-year-old, like, baby, and the parents like had them awake.
Okay, I'm remembering this.
Past, and I remember being like,
it was late
because
it
you and late. I our knee-jerk reaction was like, that parent better shut their kid up. But then my mom was like, well, no, like, the parents should not have brought their young baby out past 8 o'clock.
Well, that's true too. I think our reservation was like at 9 p.m
yeah, so it was really late and the baby was cranky, and my mom was like, yeah, but like, as a parent, like, you just can't bring your young, very young baby out past
agreed.
Like, it's just not the time.
That's
I'm
time.
Like, okay, fair. But the onus for all of that falls on the parents. All of it.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely.
Like, you either need to discipline them or don't do that to them. Put them in that position.
Yeah, seriously. Like, what's their bedtime? 8? Well, no wonder why they're freaking crying.
Yeah.
Because it's 10:30 right now.
Right.
You know? Like,
right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen crazy, you know, shit go down in stores, and it's always the people that have like 5 kids, 4 kids. Like, it's never 2 or 1. It's always a lot of kids, and like, it's like the one person can't watch them all. And it's like, well, no one told you to do that.
Yeah,
nobody told you to have that many children and not be able to watch them. So
right. That's
that. Get it together. Let's see. I think, should I just round it up? Oh, this is a good one. Close sitters on the beach. Or close sitters anywhere.
When you don't need to be, yeah.
Yeah. So like, you're setting up camp. Now, at the beach by us, like, I mean, I guess if you don't live near the beach, this isn't really like an issue. But like, let's say you're going to a pool, or you're going to, you know, have a picnic. I mean, go to a concert on a lawn or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you go to sit down and there is ample. And I'm gesturing wildly.
Yeah.
There is plenty of space. And then the next person to walk onto the beach just walks right up to your grill and just fucking plops down.
And
right
just fucking sets up camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the point where like, their towel is almost touching you, or like, they put their umbrella in and the shade from the umbrella is covering you. Like, that's how close they are.
Yeah. And you can hear all their bullshit, their conversations,
screaming.
Their fucking music, like all
they're
this stuff.
Sand.
You're like, now you're ruining my experience.
Yeah.
And my day at the beach.
Yeah.
Because you can't handle it. Now, mainly this is Benny's. So what a Benny is, if you don't live at the Jersey Shore, if you're outside of the Jersey Shore, a Benny is someone who does not live at the Jersey Shore, not from the Jersey Shore.
Vacations here.
And you vacation here. year and you're like, you know, oh, let me, you know, you have your everybody.
It's my vacation.
And you're setting up your goddamn teepees and shit on the beach. Like, no, you know what? Like, don't go to the beach. You know what?
It's my vacation. And I have a God-given right because it's my vacation. I get to sit on top of you. Yeah. No.
Wrong.
Nope.
Wrong.
No. And in my old age,
give that person a ticket.
Yeah. And in my old age, I've been more apt to say things to these people now. Like, I'll be like, excuse me.
I mean, but people you're saying excuse me to, like, they just don't get it.
They don't hear you. Yeah.
Or if they understood, they wouldn't do that from the beginning.
Just true.
So, like,
but that's why I'm here. I'm a teacher. I teach lessons.
You're an educator. Yeah.
I'm an educator. I'm a Jersey Shore educator. Yeah. I'm the first one to be like, excuse me, do you mind moving like a little bit to the left or like whatever? But what I don't understand is, why do you want me that close to you?
Yeah.
Why do you want me and my people to be that close to you?
Well, especially, like, I would say this, like, last summer on the beach, COVID wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Everyone was
they
on top of each other.
They pretended it was.
There
not.
Was no one wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't wearing a mask on the beach either.
No.
However, like, everyone keep your fucking distance.
Yeah.
Though, you know?
It was.
You know why? Because it was like the ultimate. It was like, this is back to reality.
Right.
And then the second you stepped off the beach and you went back into a restaurant, it was back to reality. We all have to wear masks and shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, part of me is like, it's super infuriating when the beach is empty and people do that, because it's like almost on the days when there's nobody there that the person comes up and just sits right next to you. It's always that day. But then again, like, when the beach is really crowded, like, the beach is really crowded. So, like, yeah, there's no room for you, bitch. Don't sit next to me. There's no room.
Right.
And there's people that try and force it, and they have their boogie boards and they have their baskets of toys. And it's like, bro, I come with my towel and my chair and I sit down. And I mind my damn business.
Right.
But these people, I tell you what, and they're the ones with the loud music and like shitty music. If it's good music, I don't have a problem. But if it's shitty.
Yeah, yeah. Music is fine. It just depends on what you're listening to, you know? So.
Yeah. Don't subject everybody to your folk music.
Yeah.
Hey, all you true crime fans. This is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morph.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Yeah, so that is that one really grinds my gears, and this one might be particular to women, but being told to smile.
Yeah, I think that's more towards. I think I've seen that maybe once.
Yeah, someone's to me,
like, not to you. No. But like some guy was like to some girl, like, hey, why don't you like smile more?
Why don't
like
you that. Fuck off?
Yeah, there you go.
Truly,
go ahead.
Why don't you fuck off? I mean, that's really, really all I have to say to that. My typical response to that is don't tell strange women to smile. Like, it's just an admonishment. You know, I'm kind of just like, listen, don't tell people that. Like, you wouldn't say that to a guy. Don't say it to a woman. I don't have to smile for you. I don't have to walk around with a smile plastered all over my face.
Yeah, well, people are stupid, so.
Yeah, well, lessons. Again, educator. I just want to make sure that people know, you know what time it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Let them know.
So that one, I feel like most women can probably relate to that and know how fucking annoying it is. So yeah, that was a really irritating one for me. And then Julian. Okay, so Julian's stories stem from him being like a nice guy, which is like,
yeah, I'm getting tired of this. Oh, you know, he's such a nice guy. Bullshit. Like, stop.
Julian, why?
I am a nice guy. Right? I like to have a good time. I like to have fun. Like,
yeah,
when I'm out,
but like
I like to smile and enjoy myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to be this. I don't be the fucking the fuck face. You know, out and you know. You and I can't stand. Here we go. Now, you know what? Now, let's
okay.
go.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right, let's go.
This is what I can't stand.
Let's do
the
it.
People out in public who like are trying to go out to a nice restaurant, have a good time, or like a club or a bar and have a good time, yet they're so super serious and they got like this uptight attitude. Like they're trying to like be like this tough guy and fight everybody. Like, no, motherfucker. Like,
okay, so this is a good bridge
go
into
ahead.
The story. No. You tell it.
No, you
tell it.
You start it off.
I don't really know because I think I was a little twisted that night.
All right, so this is like,
so you can
this
tell
was like, I'm like 5 or 6 years ago.
No.
Yeah, like that long ago.
I don't think it was that long ago.
I think it was that long ago.
I wasn't even really a lawyer 5 years ago though. We were here, right? In this house?
I don't think so. No, we were not here. I was actually still at my mom's, I think.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think I was.
No, because we didn't join
all right. Well
the gym. We didn't join our gym until.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay. So maybe like 4 years ago.
Yeah, we'll say whatever, 4 years whatever. Ago. Whatever. Right? It was several years ago.
Yeah. So all right. So we were at this. Do I say the name of the bar?
Sure.
So we were at Johnny Max, right? Anybody knows Johnny Max in Asbury? I'm iffy with Johnny Max, right? I like Johnny Max. However, normally I don't.
Free pizza.
Well, one is free pizza. Two, it's a good atmosphere. However, right? It could be if you're inside, it could be a little tight.
If you're standing in there, yeah. You're gonna have someone else's dick in your butt.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That you're also gonna have, and I get it. I know bouncers have a job.
People are pressed against.
You know, bar backs have a job, but like they're pushing through and they're screaming, yelling, like, get the fuck out of the way, basically like that. Like every 2 seconds. Every time I've been in Johnny Max, I've been spoken to by about every single bouncer because I'm standing like in a general area.
Because
right?
They don't have. It's almost like, sort of like the Parker House in the sense that they don't have like a route for their for their bar back to get ice to the bars.
Right.
Except for like barreling through the crowds.
Right.
Then they pack people in there like sardines and there's no room.
They pack you in there like sardines. So your bar backs and your bouncers, they can't move because everyone's packing there like sardines, right? Every time I've been in there, like I've been spoken to like, oh, you gotta get out of the way, you gotta get out of the way. I'm like, I'm off to the side already. Are you kidding me? You know? All right. So however, yeah, we were at Johnny Mac and we were in a corner and actually Carly and her friends are at Johnny Mac. I actually just came by to get them. Like I was literally DD that night.
Yeah.
And I come by just to pick him up, but before I, you know, we got into my car, like we were hanging out, you know, I think I had maybe like a Bud Light, right? That was it. If you ever see me drink a fucking Bud or Miller Light, that means like, yeah, this dude is definitely, he's either driving or...
He's not having a good time.
He's just there to make it look like he's trying to do something, right? I don't drink that shit, so... so literally standing there having like a Miller or a Bud Light, right? Like with the girls, it was you and like maybe three or four of your friends.
Yeah.
So it was me and a bunch of girls, right? And I'm obviously okay with that. So there is this fuckhead, obviously a Benny. So he's from North Jersey, not from the judiciary area there.
It was the summer?
I think it was. Yeah. Or if it wasn't the summer, like it was like fall or spring.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this guy, right? Like, so again, I'm completely sober. This guy, like he comes up to me. He's like, hey, are you all right? I'm like, yeah.
Out of nowhere.
No, yeah. Out of nowhere. And I'm like, yeah. Like I'm confused right
he
now.
He comes
I'm
up like, to Julian and goes, yeah. Are you good?
Like, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, are you?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no, I'm good, but I'm just making sure that you're good because
oh my God.
You're a little, I'm like, little
you're
what?
You're a little, yeah.
You know? And he's
and
just
doesn't
like,
finish the sentence ever.
No, doesn't finish the sentence. Yeah. You know, I said, all right, I'm just making sure you're good. I'm good. Are you good? And he goes, yeah, I'm good. Good, good. So he kind of looks at me and he walks away, right? He has like, a friend there. You can tell he's fucked up too. He had a friend there who was less fucked up than him. Like, okay, so back to my life now. And the dude comes up again, asks me the same shit, right? And I said, hey, like, I'm like, you have a problem with me or something like that? Like, you have a problem with me?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And then like, I forget what happened, but then
nothing
Carly.
Nothing worse than being stone sober and like dealing with that. I mean,
right.
It's just.
Again, I'm stone sober
again,
at this point.
Just mind your own fucking business.
So the guy was trying to ask me like if I was like fucked up or a little like off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, actually, I'm literally the complete opposite right now. I wish I was fucked up to fuck you up, but like, I'm not, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so this guy, so then he comes back, asks the same shit. And Carly's like, what the fuck? So Carly gets in his face. Carlos
I had about had it. I was like, this is, and I was
Carly's like,
I wasn't like belligerent. I was
no.
I was just like having a good time. I was fine.
So Carly is like, fuck off. Like, are you kidding me? Get the fuck out of here.
I let this go on and for, pause. I let this go on for like several minutes before I lost my shit though.
Cause I was kind of just
like,
fucking,
you know,
with him
he's
too.
He's just gonna keep brushing it off and this kid will just leave him alone. I thought for sure he'd be like, all right, let me just like, you know, maybe I'm out of line and I'll step, like have a little bit of self-reflection and be like, you know what? Maybe I'm being a prick and I should just walk away.
No, so before you got involved, like his friend, who I said was less drunk than him, was like, hey, like let's like,
what are you
like,
doing?
Like
yeah.
This dude's not he's sober.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like
I feel like I would 100% like if my friends were acting, I have said to my friends before, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Like,
you know?
Right. So that's kind of what he was like, but he so then he comes back, he keeps on, he presses and call it, and before like I'm like, yo, Carl is like, can you just fuck off, right? And the guy's like, no, I'm just, you know, what he's like, why are you being like that towards
why
me? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So like, I told the guy, I said, like, hey man, like, I was, just, you know, again, like, trying to be, I guess, politically nice, right? Like, hey, like, you better get out of here, right?
Yeah, like, leave
or can you go away, please? Leave us alone.
Leave me alone. Yeah.
So his friend's trying to pull him, right? And then so we know the bouncer 5 feet from us, right?
Yeah, he's watching it all go down.
He's watching it, because he goes to our gym, so he's watching this shit. Like, nothing was really going on. No, like, fists are being, like, nothing crazy.
No,
just,
no,
like,
it was
stupid,
just like
conversation.
Raising voices.
So Carly goes to him and, like, kind of tells him, hey, like, I know it seems like harmful, but we don't know this guy. This is what he's saying. Blah, blah, blah. Like, can you basically kick him the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
So the bouncer.
I was like, he won't leave us alone.
Right.
Like, this has been going on for 20
So the
minutes.
Bouncers go, then he comes up. Again, we know this guy. He says, like, two words to him. He says, the other guy says something back. And before you know it, the bouncer is literally walking him. And I say walking him, he's pushing him with his chest out the fucking door. And, like, the guy looks at me and I'm just like, all right, like, bye, bitch. You know,
yeah.
like you don't know who you're fucking with.
Again,
right?
Like, all of this, and I said this when we talked about this earlier today, all of this could have been avoided if people would just mind their own business and stop being so crazy and weird.
Yeah, right. So his friend again.
Well, it's a little alarming that your drunk impulse is to just, like, pick fights with people.
Before they got kicked out, his friend who was with it, like, kept trying to pull him away, right? Like,
yeah.
This is not the right time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not going to punch this guy's lights out in the middle of
no,
Johnny Max right
anyway.
Now.
You're, this is not your character.
It's not my character. However, if it calls for me to fight, I will fight. You know,
I know,
problem
but...
at all. But, like, me just, like, doing that, I'd rather get the guy kicked out humiliated than me also get kicked out for fucking fighting. Like an idiot.
Sober, yeah.
Sober, right, right.
Yeah.
So, like, so Carly tells the bouncer. The bouncer walks his ass the fuck out. The dude looks back, looks at me, and Carly and I and her friend are like, bye, bitch.
You know, bye. See,
and the dude's getting more mad. So he gets kicked out. So then, like, 5 minutes later, we leave, right? So I walk out going, I'm definitely going to run to this guy, and it's going to go fucking down. And it's fine, because now it's outside the bar. I walk out, the dude's nowhere in sight.
Yeah.
You know, sorry for the, I hope the climax wasn't there right now in the story. But dude wasn't there. He was gone, but seriously, like,
but again, like, just he literally, like, Julian literally just walked in, met up with me and my friends. We were minding our own business. None of me and my friends were getting too rowdy at all.
No, no one was.
And this person just literally out of nowhere just, like, comes up to Julian and is like, are you okay? Now, first of all, like, you'd be like, I think Julian, like, looked around, like, what do you mean?
Like, confused. Like, are you
talking
to me?
Like,
what's up?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why? Like, you know, and it's just like a stranger, a complete stranger walking up to you and being like, are you good? It's like, bro, please, like,
yeah.
Why do you have to do this? Why?
Yeah, can you just, like,
I just, like, don't understand the impulse people just talk to strangers.
And, you know, I'm like, all right, maybe it's because I'm the only dude in, like, a group of five girls, right? And
yeah,
that's how it's been so many times. We'd go out, like, to clubs.
Oh,
it'd be me and
come,
all,
yeah,
and you and all your friends, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I mean, it's fine. Don't be jealous. And also, bro, why don't you look the fuck around? There are plenty of other women, girls here, you know.
Not only that, but, like, it wasn't even, like, before you got there, they tried to say something to anyone.
No, nothing. It was when I was there.
Or when you were there, they tried to talk to us. Like, it wasn't, it wasn't even like that. It was
you
just
came
out
to
the
me.
Clear blue sky. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't understand that. And I get, like, you know, obviously it's not like, it's not unique that people get confrontational when they drink, of course. But, like, just the usually there's something else building up. Like, it just was out of nowhere.
So,
have a big smile on your face.
I do, because there's one more story I have.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
This is kind of raunchy, though.
Ew.
Well, no, it's not like, so when I was in the Army, right?
Uh-huh.
My first unit that I was with was the 10th Mountain Division, right?
Yeah, we got this,
yep.
The whiskey, yeah.
I went to 10th Mountain Division, I was there, did work training, went to Iraq, deployed to Iraq, went to Kuwait, came back with the 10th Mountain Division so the 10th Mountain Division is located at Fort Drum in upstate New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just basic information, you could Google search that. So we came back from Iraq, right? My friend, me and two friends, right? So we were all single. So if you're single and you're a soldier in the military, you basically, it's like, all right, you're going to live at the fucking barracks. Like, that's what,
yeah,
you're going,
right, to live like a college student.
Like, almost even a step,
yeah,
below,
like,
that,
a freshman,
right,
in college.
Yeah. So, like, we're like, ah, fuck that. Like, right? Like, the cost of living upstate New York is pretty cheap. So three of us got an apartment in the Watertown, which is right outside of Fort Drum. It's, mm-hmm, it's the town up there, what's called Watertown.
Isn't there, like, some sort of sports something there, Watertown?
No. Not in Watertown, no. Oh. There's, like, a one of the Great Lakes is nearby. which is pretty cool. There's actually in the surrounding areas, there's some cool shit.
Yeah.
Or you have Syracuse, which is about an hour and a half south.
College town, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it's not terrible, but Watertown, I would say, is kind of terrible. So we're there, and my friend and I, we had like these like, three main bars we'd go to, and there's always like a night. I think it was like a Wednesday night. I can't remember what it was, but we'd always go to these bars. And one night, we're at one of the main bars, right? We're just chilling, having a good time, and this guy starts talking to me out of nowhere, right? Right? Yeah.
But saying what?
I can't remember what he was saying. I can't remember.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, you're so friendly that you're just like, okay, this person's just talking to me.
Yeah. So, no, and you're right. So, I'm just like, this guy's kind of just thought, hey, you know, like just being a guy, kind of just talking about sports and like whatever. And normally, it's just my friend and I at this bar. It's like, there wasn't too many other people. So, it's kind of, all right. So, someone new is kind of there. He's by himself in like a leather fucking jacket. I should have fucking seen, right?
Yeah.
So, he's talking. And, you know, I can't remember how much time went by, how many drinks went by. But then, and like the guy's just like, so like, what do you do like for fun or up here? Like, what do you do for fun? Me being a fucking moron, 21-year-old kid. I'm like, oh, you know, like
drink.
We like to go out to the bars, and I play football on the weekends, and I'm in a football league, right? And I do this and I do that. That's really it. You know, me being a fucking dumbass. I was just like, well, what about you being nice, right? And he goes, yeah. He says something like, oh, like I'm into the cock or something like that, oh. Right? I think I would have paid
so a fairly large sum of money to get a snapshot of your face reacting.
So he's like, oh, you know, like I'm in the cock like that. And I'm just like, and then he's like, you're not. And I'm just like shaking my head like, no. Like, so simultaneously while that's going down, one of my best friends, especially at the time, he was sitting right next to me, and he hears this, and he gives the what? Yeah. Kind of looked at this fucking guy, and like,
okay, so first of all, disclaimer, not a big deal, obviously not a big deal, nobody cares,
right?
It's
right,
just
right.
Funny because Julian is so friendly that this has happened before with Julian and women too. Women got the wrong idea because he's just a nice guy.
Yeah, it's happened. And so then out like, oh no, like,
and he's like, no, that's not, I'm just being nice, you know. Yeah. And it's just, yeah, okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, he's like, what? So he's like, he looks at me like, so his name is Eddie, right? Eddie looks at me, he's like, I got this. I didn't have time to retaliate other than me tell him like, nah, like that's not me.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got this. Eddie has a fucking conversation with this guy, and you would think Eddie was into him, right? Like, Eddie just completely diverts from me and like, has a whole conversation with this guy. And then before you know it, like an hour goes by, and then like last call, we all walk out with this fucking guy, right? And the guy's like, all right, so I'm going to I forget, there's another good bar in Watertown. I forget the name of it, but he's like, I'm going here. And he's like, all right, cool. No, hey, you know what? We're gonna meet up with you, right? We're gonna go there as well. And the guy's just like, all right, are you sure? Sure. And he's like, yeah, no, we're gonna be there. It's gonna be a great fucking time. That place isn't closed till like 4 or 5, so we're like, we're good. And he's like, all right, cool. So the dude like walks off, and he looks at me, he's like, nah, we're going home.
So it was like a diversion.
Got him off me.
Although I think it probably would have been sufficient just to say, like, no, that's not really what I'm into.
Right. So like, I was like, he's like, you're not? And I'm like, damn, did I give that vibe away the whole time?
No,
I'm like 21.
I don't know. Like, it's just like anything else. Like, you know, you go out and you talk to, we talked about this on our last episode, like when we were in our dating phase or whatever, we were dating around when we were younger. You go out and you kind of have to test the waters. Like, you don't really know.
I guess it's just not,
like anything else, you know? Like, you really can't, you know, sexual orientation doesn't matter. You're not going to come out, you're not going to walk up to somebody and be like, do you like dick or vagina?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or like, you're supposed to wear a sign on your shirt that says which one you prefer.
Yeah, you're not. So you kind of have like a natural conversation, obviously, to kind of feel out where things go. I mean, that guy was very much like, he came right out and said like, okay, this is what I'm into eventually. But you know, you can't expect somebody to be like, oh, like open with that, you know what I mean?
No, but even like, I guess even women too, like, there was one time, I think at the same freaking bar, this like older woman, right? Like, I mean, older woman, right? Like, she was talking to me. I can't remember what the hell we were talking about. Like, and again, I'm at this point, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm here with my buddy Eddie, we're just chilling. We're down the street. The chick fucking grabs my face and licks my face. I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry.
Ew.
But from my neck to the top of my fucking head. And then she goes to the bathroom, like, don't go anywhere. And Eddie's like, yo, like, what do you? I'm like, dude, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, her and her friend who was standing there, she was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, she, you know, I'm like, we got to go, though.
Yeah.
Like, we just bounced. Like, what? And I'm like, there was no time where I gave her the impression other than being in a bar.
Because some people
felt like
just,
I was interested. Like,
yeah. Some people just don't. And to be clear, like, that's completely unacceptable, obviously, for either side. You know, you don't just lick people's face. That's gross.
No.
You know, it's just really not acceptable.
But
that's like my story from Aruba that I tell of the that much older lady and the kid that was 20.
And I was barely I barely even noticed it, but you were standing.
Well, because the bar was packed, you were standing right behind
me. Yeah, I remember.
And I stepped up to order some drinks for our whole group who were out on the patio. And I'm standing there and I'm standing in between literally a baby face. I mean, maybe he was 20. He might have been younger. Like, he was very young.
I think he was probably at least 21. But with the drinking age, Aruba was 21?
Who cares about drinking age in a place like that? No one cares. Yeah,
probably no one cares. He may have been 18.
Yeah. I mean, he was really young. His face, I mean, he just was very obviously young. And then he was to my left. And then to my right is this woman. And she was like, I don't want to come off as judging her for any other reason than the fact that she was just like really done up. You know, she had fake everything, fake hair, fake face, fake body. And, you know, really elaborate eye makeup, everything, whatever. Do you, girl? You're on vacation, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, women will tell you this. A key to like figuring out someone's age is their hands. So like you look down, even if their face looks, you know, tight and youthful and whatever, you look at people's hands and that usually gives it away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at her and I'm like, oh, she's got to be like pushing 60, I would say.
Yeah,
she was like she had to be almost 60.
I didn't really notice her. So like I think I noticed what was going down when you brought up later.
Yeah,
I had to think about it because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, like, see, again, so you're just like la-di-da having a good time, whereas I'm just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not saying 60 is old, it's not, but compared to the 18-year-old that's on the other side of me, and that's where the story gets interesting.
Yeah.
You know, she's got this like pitch black, like Russian model hair straight down. It's like straight down with bangs.
Well, what did she do?
What do you mean?
I don't remember. Like, what did she do?
I'm getting there. So she's standing next to me. I look at her and I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. But then I see like this weird, creepy, like staring happening. She's staring at him.
Was he into it?
I couldn't tell. It seemed almost like he was scared and didn't know what to do.
My parents are downstairs.
No, not even. He was like playing along. Like he was kind of like, ah. You know, like giving like a little smile and like, but you could tell he was like a little startled. And so we were standing at the corner of the bar. So I'm standing to the left. She's standing just around the corner to the right. So they were able to see each other past me.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm between the two of them.
Okay.
So they're waiting for their drinks. The bartender took forever for us to get our drink. So I'm standing watching all this go down and I'm like, oh my God. So I see her looking at him. And I'm like, okay. And then I see him kind of catch on to the fact that she's staring at him. And then he just kind of looks at her. He's kind of like grins and like, he's just like, oh, hi, you know, whatever, like acknowledging that she's staring at him.
Yeah.
So he looks away again. And then she reaches one of her this is terrible, but like her like witch claw, like her hand was literally like the Wicked Witch from Snow White, long talons, long fingers. And she reaches across me. Like she reaches her hand across me and like just strokes his hand to get his attention.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God. And I'm standing there and I just like look at all this unfold and I'm like, oh my God. She just like winks at him and she just does like a come here like with her finger, like, you know, summons him over. And
I'm like missing all this.
You're like,
when are we getting our drinks?
Yeah, you're like behind me. Like, what? Did you order my drink? I'm like, just wait. The soap opera is happening. And so he was just kind of like, now I'm staring at him to see what the move is going to be. Is he really going to go over there? Like, I fear for his life if he goes over there. So I'm looking at him and he's just like, he's nodding at her, but like, you know, still trying to like push it off, like brush it off. Like, okay, yeah, whatever, lady type of thing. and so she reaches her hand across again, like her creepy hand, her talon across, and just like strokes his hand again. And I think by that point
was she fucked up? Like, was she?
She was with another woman, but the other woman wasn't nearly as like, sexified as she was.
Okay.
And you know, and I don't think she was as old as she was. I think she was a little younger. She tries to get this kid's attention again. And I think he like looked to talk to like one of his friends. Like, do I do this? Or
he was by himself. So,
no, he had a friend. Okay. Yeah, he had a friend. And the friend was like, You know, I was like, I don't know about that. Yeah. So
not what we're looking for tonight.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my God. So then our drinks finally come. I bring our drinks over to our friends, and then I turn back around and I think they were both gone, or he was gone and she was still there. But I was just like, oh my God, who is she gonna feast on next?
I don't know.
I was like,
did he come back, or
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. It could have been a crazy night for those two. Yeah,
could have been.
Yeah. So yeah, crazy bar behavior. Obviously it usually comes with alcohol, the outrageous behavior, but yeah. Just this topic I just thought was something that was funny that you and I kind of have our own little personal stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have a bunch of good content coming at you guys, obviously.
Is that the episode?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been
man.
50 minutes.
Already?
Yeah. People don't want to listen to us for more than 50 minutes.
It's been a good time.
Yeah. 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 Right. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, okay. We got a lot of good stuff, a lot of good ideas coming up. So hope you guys keep tuning in.
Keep tuning in, guys. Until then, we're just talking.
Perfect. Perfect.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.